stinky. Who's going to save Mother Earth if we don't plant trees, shrubs, and flowers from Paradise Gardens?
Good point, Ran. Planting trees, shrubs, and flowers gives us oxygen and cleans the air. So do your part. Get off your butt and start planting today. Or let 5-Star Landscaping do it for you.
Stop by Paradise Gardens on the corner of Route 84 and Highway 136 in Fulton. You can get here from anywhere.
That's right. We once again stress that Paradise Gardens is open, as well as all the area or Fulton area businesses there. So you just have to pick the right time, I guess, to zip over the South Bridge. But again, don't delay going over to Fulton just because of the bridge thing, because those folks over there need your business just as much as anybody. And joining us is Margo. And before we get started, we should just let folks know that I'm taking my first vacation in 5 years next week.
Yay.
So on Saturday, it will be a recorded show. So we're going to have the show on, but they won't be able to ask any questions next week. So if you have any questions this week, you got to give us a call.
Well, you most certainly deserve a vacation. And, my first question to you this morning, and I'm going to ask you again when you get back from vacation, but do you remember in the 1980s and 1990s where if you drove any distance in the evening, you would come back with bugs all over your windshield? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember I would have to get a hose out and try to hose off all the dead bugs on the front of the car. And it would be pretty bad sometimes.
Well, and it's hard to get off because they even sold a debugger liquid that you could scrub the windshield with because sometimes they stuck. But so last week I drove through the country probably, maybe 200 miles. And I came home and I had like 2 bugs on my windshield. And my whole point being is I think the general populations of insects have declined. And some of the listeners out there, Paul, will be clapping and yaying and doing cartwheels. But we have to remember that not all bugs are good, that insects are part of the food chain, and their life cycles make a difference with plant material, good and bad. But they are important, and I'm just really concerned that we're losing insects. I haven't seen many butterflies yet. I talked to my sister this last week, and she was an entomologist from a degree from Iowa State University. She's one of the first female entomologists, and entomologist is a person that studies insects. And I was asking her about lightning bugs. And I said, I just don't see lightning bugs like I used to. Over the soybean fields, right as the sun went down, those fields would just light up. It was just like this little light show with lightning bugs. And I asked her if it was the environment that was dropping the population, if it was chemicals being used. And she said, yes, a little bit of both. But in addition to that, she did mention that she had read an article about light pollution and how the brighter skies and the more light from highways and cars and buildings and whatever, the street lights, that it is confusing the lightning bug. And they're not getting the signals they send to each other to mate and do their little lightning bug thing. So I thought that was really interesting. Sometimes we forget about light pollution, unless you're an astronomer or a person that loves to look up at the night sky. You don't really notice, but there is more light pollution, and it does, it does affect nature in different ways.
I was just going to say real quick comment on that is, the one change that has been made over the last, 4 or 5 years has been switching to LED streetlights. And you wonder if that is part of that light pollution. Because before, when it was the orangey sodium light, you don't think those, I think it helped us see at night, but maybe it didn't affect the bugs. But
that's a really good thing. I will look into that, LED versus the old, iridescent lights. And I'm going to look into that because, yes, that I don't know what the light spectrum is of the LED, how it differs from the old incandescent lights. So that's interesting. I'm gonna look at that up. But we forget about light pollution. You know, we forget about noise pollution, and those are things that, you know, maybe we can do a little part, our little part to save the world with that. So, and then I'm interested if any of you are seeing butterflies. We should be into the full swing butterfly season. Now some come earlier. But for the most part, we see most of the butterfly species the end of July into August. And then they have to do their thing, because once we get into September, that whole insect life cycle kind of settles down, slows down, and then, of course, they disappear for the winter season. So just be interested in hearing any of your insect stories, if you have any.
Well, I'll throw one in real quick, Margo.
Okay.
We stopped cutting down milkweed about 10 years ago because, Barb Hagenson was a friend of ours, and she, correct, of course, was famous for tagging monarchs and all of that. So we just, if the milkweed comes up, we just let it go. And so we have seen a few monarchs in our milkweed patch.
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned that. I haven't maybe seen but one monarch. So, good. So I'd love to hear from people if they are seeing those, the tiger swallowtails, the painted ladies, the different butterflies that we have in the area. So the number this morning, 563-242-1252, and the number again is 242-1252. Now, we did have some stormy weather this last week, and it's been kind of off and on through June and through the whole month of July, with July being quite wet. And I've heard unofficial reports of, you know, over 8 inches of rain in Iowa for the month of July, which is pretty unusual, but again, I need to check those statistics. So we are seeing a lot of green, but that storm, the storms this last week really did knock out a lot of the garbage from up in the trees. So if there were broken or dead branches up in the tree, even some from the derecho, and my gosh, it's been 5 years since we had that horrible weather come through. But do be careful, but go out and pick up those sticks. Look up in the trees and kind of watch for any dangling branches that you might not be able to reach, but just be careful that you're not standing under that part of the tree, because there are instances where people get hit with branches falling out of trees. So do be careful. Also, this time of year, you know, if you've listened to the show, I'm a big promoter of organic material, and we need to keep putting plant material on our compost pile. With the rains that we've been having, we have plenty of moisture, so you shouldn't have to water that compost pile. And the reason you do that is if we get a really hot, dry stretch, maybe even 2 weeks without moisture, then the compost pile are full of little microbes, and these guys just work day and night breaking down that organic matter. But they do need some moisture. They don't work well or at all when it really dries out. So stir that compost pile and keep it moist if we get into a hot, dry situation. Right now, I think it should have plenty of moisture in it, and you should be fine. So keep doing that. Put on plant material, but probably not plant material that is really diseased. And speaking of that, I want to mention tomatoes again this year. It's the number one vegetable grown by the home gardener in the whole United States. And with the heat, humidity, rain that we've been having, just watch those plants, because you will maybe start seeing diseased leaves at the bottom, leaves with spots, leaves that turn yellow and then brown and get pretty bad looking. And what you want to do is go out and start picking off some of those bad leaves at the bottom. And we do that because we don't want that disease to spread up. They're generally fungus diseases, and they just spread up from the spores. So we don't want to do that. We don't want soil splashing up on those lower leaves because some of those spores are in the soil and come from that. So do kind of keep that in mind. Now, if you do that, do not go out and walk through your garden when it's wet. When it's wet from a heavy dew or when it's wet from the rain, and of course this last week we've had morning humidity in the 90s and even close to 100. So just let that garden dry off a little bit before you go out and harvest any of your vegetables. Also, it's that time of year where you really need to keep picking. Keep picking the zucchinis. Keep picking the cucumbers. They grow so fast in this weather. By picking tomatoes and keeping them well harvested, as well as peppers, then what happens is the energy from that plant goes into blossoms and more fruit set later on. So you get more. Keep your green beans picked. They'll keep blooming, and you'll have fresh vegetables, you know, well into the fall season. It is getting to the point where if you want to do some fall season crops, look that up, and you can be planting, you know, a late crop of spinach, you know, some fresh kale if you want to do those. Those leaves will be pretty little. You can throw in some dill. So there's all kinds of things that you can plant now, but the maturity date has to be so that you get your produce before we get into the middle to end of September. So the short season plants is what I'm saying, you know. Wet or dry, the 26th of July was an old saying to be planting turnips. So, but radishes, lettuce, and things like that, you can get a fall crop going. So, and we never know how they're going to turn out because it all depends on the weather that we're having. Okay, kind of bad news. I want to talk about the flea and tick season, and it generally runs between April and September. Both fleas and ticks actually thrive in warm, moist conditions. So guess what? That's what we've had this last month. And you'll find them in tall grass, wooded areas, and you just need to be cautious. You know, we don't like that Lyme disease that we can get from ticks, but just be careful. If you go on a walk or if you're going to be tromping through the woods, make sure that you use, you know, wear good shoes, socks, long pants, and I know it's hard to hike in the type of year with long pants, but do dress appropriately and do be careful, you know, when you return from your little adventure. So it is the flea and tick season, so do be aware. And with your animals also, kind of keep an eye on those. Okay, I do want to mention, don't forget to go to Fulton. You can get across that South Bridge. We have some great restaurants over there, some great shops. You know, a lot of things going on in Fulton. We have the windmill and all those fun things over there. And then, of course, there's the Lock and Dam, which is great to go see because the water lilies and lotus are blooming this time of year. Also, while you're over there, you do need to stop at Paradise Gardens. I talk a lot about hydrangeas, and that's because, oh my gosh, they're blooming right now. They're so beautiful. We sometimes forget about those in the spring because there's no blooms out. They're kind of out of sight, out of mind. But he has a wonderful selection of hydrangeas, as well as unusual bushes and some unusual trees, unusual conifers. So a lot to look at. He has great perennials still available. And the cone flowers, oh my gosh, the colors are so beautiful. And black-eyed Susans. And then, of course, coming up, he will be having the fall mums. So do get over to Fulton and do check out those businesses and do patronize them because they really do need your business. But again, Paradise Gardens over in Fulton. Now, the next show is pre-recorded, so Paul can go on vacation, yay. But then the following one, I'm going to talk more about insects, the importance of insects in Earth Cycle all around the world. And, you know, the reputation that insects have of being, ew, bugs, I hate bugs, where there are actually a lot of good species out there that really do a lot of good. So number one being a food source for birds and fish and a lot of animals, or smaller animals. Okay, so that's going to be my show for today, and I'd like to thank you for joining the Great Green Garden Show. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.